This is Marketplace from APM. I'm David Gura.
The American Academy of Pediatrics joins a chorus that's been getting louder and louder. The school day, they say, should start later for teenagers because they aren't wired to go to bed early. And surprising no one, they need their sleep. The Academy says this is a public health issue. Sleep-deprived teens are more likely to crash cars, to get depressed, and become obese. Also, they may not do as well in school. But the business of schooling means that early start times aren't likely to go away anytime soon. Here's Marketplace's Dan Weitzman.
From the outside, the economics of a later start time seem pretty good. Brian Jacob is an economics professor at the University of Michigan who studies education policy.
Among all the things that schools could do to improve student performance, this is one of the less expensive ones. I mean, this is not like hiring extra teachers to reduce class size or building a big new expensive building.
You do hear complaints about disruptions at the other end of the school day, kids getting home really late from sports practice or chess club, or not being able to work after-school jobs. But the big issue is transportation. That's what Chris Amundsen says. She's executive director of the National Association of State Boards of Education and a former member of the school board in Fairfax County, Virginia, which is like ground zero for debates on school start times. The debate started there when Amundsen was serving in the 1990s, and buses were the sticking point.
How school districts make school buses basically pay is that you use the equipment as much as you can.
Meaning, you run each bus multiple times every morning. Somebody's got to get picked up on the first run when it's still dark outside. Little kids get up early. Why not them?
Well, no, that was a non-starter. There were exactly zero of us that were prepared to have five-year-olds on the street in the dark.
Amundsen says late start times probably work better for smaller districts with fewer buses to run. Fairfax County's school board is scheduled to vote on a later start proposal this October. In Chicago, I'm Dan Weitzman for Marketplace.